Thought Redsell was fantastic in his return. Plenty of improvement there. His trainer, Peter Snowden, is on the line this morning. Peter, good morning. And look, he was good yesterday, and there's a lot of upside to come from Redsell.
Hey, good morning, Ray, Jimmy. Yeah, you're right, Ray. It just showed the mounting yesterday. There's still a little bit of belly on him. Mm. His coat's not really there yet. So there's definitely improvement in the horse, and probably reflected in the betting drift that came late, maybe. But yeah, I was really proud of him yesterday. I thought, you know, Paul and I both sat back and shook our head, just think he's run that well, knowing there's more improvement to come. So we're ecstatic for that.
Absolutely, no, he was terrific. And Jimmy, $1.70 out to $2.30.
I saw that in your article, Raymond. Belly and a coat, same race last year, Pete, because weight similar, carried a little bit heavier, I think, this time around. Yeah. Time a little bit better.
Yeah, he's probably, to be fair, like he spelled really well. It's probably the longest spell I've given him after the Brisbane campaign that he had.
Yep.
And it's just been a little bit older. Like, they just take that a little bit longer to come back. But look, his work had been really sharp, and I was confident he would run well. But to pull out almost a career best yesterday, and that tracked edge off it a little bit. It was perfect race conditions, but almost ran he broke his own track record, so he wasn't far out of that record. So, and watching the race, just the way that Kieran rode him, like he was so kind to him, and really only asked something of him in the last 150, and to see him win as well as he did, and as soft as he did, that was very satisfying for Paul and I.
Did you lose faith at all at any point, based on you talking about, I think it was the fourth in the Doomben 10,000, a second and in the TJ? Did you at any stage lose faith in the horse, Pete?
Not really, Jimmy. I just thought there's little things we're doing wrong in the races. And just when I say we, I think we're all part of the team with Karen and I and Paul. We speak often about how we should ride him and the tactics we use, and nothing's unbeatable unless you're a Winx, and there's only one Winx, and Black Caviar, I suppose. But it's every race is a race, and you need to ride them to win the race. And it's not always about speed and the sheer sustained speed. It's about riding your horse to your strength. And he's got quite a few ticks. He can handle wet tracks, dry tracks. He carries weight. He's a good barrier horse. But you just got to rate him. There's been a couple of occasions I thought we just went a bit too hard too early when we could have held the horse up a bit more. And just little things. They're only minor things, but there's a difference between winning and losing. And he was only getting beaten inches. His first start, the Lightning got beat a short half head. It was absolutely a cigarette butt in the finish. The TJ is one that probably got out of hand. We just went away a little bit too hard in the middle of stage. He was a tad fresh and just softened in the last furlong, and a good, pretty good horse beat him. But I think we're certainly able to come back and reverse that if things work out right on the day. But we've got to get to that day, and we've got to keep doing things right along the way.
That's really interesting, Pico. You said something earlier about what was a relatively soft win, and it certainly looked that case, because Kieran McAvoy was very deliberate how he didn't let Redsell go until probably inside the 200. Yet he's run fast time in a high pressure race. But by your tone of your voice, I think this horse has come through that race in really good shape.
Yeah, just on that with him now, actually, and he's ate well last night. He's nice and bright. He looks in great order. So the wrap of the run and the way he's recovered has been terrific. And so we should, because as I say, Kieran looked after him really well.
I think we're, 5 weeks and 6 days away from the running
countdown.
Again. Pete, last year it was an unknown. The Everest. Now it's known. The prize money's increased. The stakes are higher. Do you feel pressure this time around as opposed to last time when it was the great unknown?
No, look, I'm just going to approach it the same way, Jimmy. I'm just going to worry about this horse and keep him right. Hopefully nothing happens, and just keep him in good order, and just think about that when the barrier draw comes out, because we've got to get there first. I know we've got a slot. We've got to make sure we've got a healthy, fit horse to get there on the day, seeing as that's such a long way out. And just when the barrier draw comes out, that's probably our next concern. If we get there and what the draw we get, that's probably the thing we've got to deal with, because it could be the making and breaking of any horse. I won't worry about it until hopefully the week off.
Do you stick to the same game plan, Pete, and probably the shorts next, and then that'll be 3 weeks into the Everest after that?
Yeah, I think it's 4 weeks, I think.
Okay,
Look, it's the same plan we had last year with a trial in between, and when you're getting fit, he's not hard to keep right. So another run there, needs that one more in a fortnight to get him where we want him. And then it's just about to keep tick him over and keep him happy.
Did you go home and have a look at the runs of all the other Everest contenders? There was a couple of impressive ones.
I did watch a few of them, but there again, I think until we see the field, I'm not really going to worry too much about it. I'm just going to worry about Mount Bloke and making sure he's right. And as I said, come the week and the Barry draw comes out, that's when you start thinking about how you get, what you're going to do.
He was good yesterday, but so was the grey filly, Pete. Pure Relation, coming back off a bleeding attack when she won during the championships back in April, and I thought she was terrific in the Furious first up.
She was, right. I had by a good ride, and that draw, I thought when that come up, that one marble for her, I thought in that race, I thought it was absolutely gold, because it was the difference of winning and probably losing. Not that I think she's good enough, but just that run that she got was just ideal, with three pairs back to fence, and the split just come at the right time. And Michael rode her the best she's ridden her. He really understands her now, and he just gave her a great ride, and it was a great result.
And Pete, do you press on to the flight stakes? Do you go to the T Rose and give her a chance to stretch that brilliance over further and then make a call re the flight?
Yeah, just look, I just have to think about things. In my mind, I just think she's more go to Melbourne, run the Danehill and look at the Coolmore.
Right, yep.
I just think she's just a really sharp, good spinning filly with a fantastic turn of foot. And that Danehill will probably give us a guide on how she does go down the straight, because it's seen there she's got the right profile, it just sometimes doesn't unfold. Work how you think down the straight, so it might be a good opportunity to test her. But look, I haven't spoke to Sir Owen or Jeff as yet. They need to be part of the conversation, what we're thinking, and you see if they're agreeable with it. But there's a chance she would get sevens, you probably would. That is an option to run there, but I just think the option going to have the heads up running at Flemington in 2 weeks would be. Yeah, thinking about the Coolmore, that would be more advantageous if there's run down there before that day.
Pete, just want to ask you about another horse that you have in the stable there. And look, the similarities with Red Zell, well, there are a couple, run similar distance, and the connections know how to celebrate a win. King's Trust during the course of the week. It was great to see you and Paul and Karen. Thoughts on the run of the horse? I know that the head of the syndicate, your former charge, Matthew King, can be a little tempestuous, let's put it that way.
He was a bit dominating on the day. I could feel the pressure. I could know what you're saying to me. Yeah, we need to cool Tony's heels down and really enjoy what we have. He's a nice little horse and we're going to have a lot of fun with him. So he had a soft trial. He's on target. He's pulled up really well. So he'll have another trial in with 10 days' time, and should see him back at the races very shortly.
Oh, I know the connection's all listening at the moment, so they will appreciate that update, Pete. Thanks very much for that. Congratulations on the couple of wins yesterday with Red Zell and Pure Relation. And as always, appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
Pleasure, guys.